Flashman and the Angel of the Lord by George MacDonald Fraser. This book is read by David Case.
As I sat by the lake at Gandamak t'other day, sipping my late afternoon brandy in the sun, damning the great-grandchildren for pestering the ducks, and reflecting on the wigging I'd get from Elspeth when I took them into tea covered in dirt and toffee, there was a brass band playing on a gramophone up at the house, a distant drowsy thumping that drifted down the lawn and under the trees. I guess I must have hummed along or waved my flask to the old familiar march, for presently the villain Augustus, a frightful handle to fix on a decent enough urchin, but no work of mine, detached himself from the waterweed and came to stand snottering before me with his head on one side, thoughtful like.
"I say, great-grandpapa," says he, "that's gory hallelujah."
"So it is, young gallows," says I, "and gory hallelujah is what you'll catch when great-grandmama sees the state of you. Where the devil's your other shoe?"
"Sunk," says he, and gave tongue. "John Brown's body lies a-mouldering in a grave. John Brown's body lies—" "Oh, great-grandpapa said a wicked word," squeals virtuous Jemima, a true flashman, as beautiful as she is obnoxious. "I heard him. He said, devil."
She pronounced it dull.
"Great-grandmama says people who say such things go to the bad fire."
"Bad fire, indeed. My genteel Elspeth has never forgotten the more nauseating euphemisms of her native Paisley."
"He shan't, so there,"
cries my little loyal Alice, another twig off the old tree.